16 minutes past six. Let's welcome into the program from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
I live next to a vineyard and I saw them being picked and I saw the summer and how dry it was and grapes like hot, dry weather and they got it and we've got ourselves the best of vintages, I think.
Yeah, we do, Mike. We've made it through to Friday, so I thought we could lift the mood a little. We'll take all this focus on data and stats. We'll chuck that out the window and we'll look forward to something and we'll all be optimistic. So, yep, we're going to talk about wine. Maybe one of my favourite topics to talk about once we've pushed data and stats out to the side. But you are absolutely right. 2020 may turn out to be many things, in particular probably an ugly year economically, but it's going to be a cracker vintage. And this, Mike, this is coming on top of a wonderful vintage for New Zealand wine in 2019. And from what I'm reliably told, they're looking at 2020 with even greater potential. So there was a recent release from the New Zealand wine growers which highlighted that sort of what they're calling the COVID-19 harvest. Not just the challenges in completing the harvest, but also the sort of quality and I suppose the excitement surrounding the wines that we will see. And remember, Mike, this is our sixth largest export. We export to over 100 countries. I think it's 1.92 billion in export receipts to the end of March. I like to round up, so let's call it 2 billion. And so I thought I'd go old school, Mike. I thought I'd make a couple of calls, canvass some opinion. So I spoke to Kumia River, spoke to Paul Brakovich there. They thought that 2019 was the vintage to surpass all others. They've said 2020 could be better.
Amazing,
the 19s are in the bottle. They're undoubtedly great, but look out. And this is reds and whites. It's not just my beloved Chardonnay. Craigie Range rang them, echoed the same sentiments. They said this could be the best back-to-back vintages in memory. This is exciting stuff, Mike. Marlborough Vineyards were happy with the harvest. The weather was, as you said, was propitious. Tonnage up 11%. Quality was great. I'm journeyman in these matters, Mike, but I'm an enthusiastic journeyman. But when one of our main export industries is excited as this is a great thing for Aotearoa. Can't wait.
Exactly. I mean, for all the bad press that so-called climate change gets, you can't argue with a long, hot,
good
dry summer, because that's what grapes like. Now, how about your mates at Rethinks? Where are they at?
Well, I love this. So we're going to finish the week on some thought-provoking recent research, and which could have massive economic implications if, in fact, these guys are right. So Rethink, it's a think tank run by a couple of guys called Tony Sieber, James R. Bibb. They have a very strong following, and it's all about disruption. So previously, they've published some pretty strong opinions on transportation. You might remember they predicted the demise of the internal combustion engine by 2030. Basically, everybody in the US is going to be jumping in autonomous electric ride-sharing vehicles, and we'll see the total replacement of privately owned cars. There you go, 2030. Then they looked at food protein, food production, in particular protein, the demise of industrial animal farming, the number of cows falling 50% in 2030 in the US, the milk industry getting decimated, all to do with the rapid development of precision fermentation. So we've got a new report, Mike, and here we go. We are on the cusp, the very edge, the precipice of the most consequential transformation of human civilization in history. Nothing broad and sweeping about that. They're basically saying that poverty could cease to exist, that the new systems of production will basically fulfill our basic needs at near zero cost. This is all about technology. So transportation, you'll get your transportation, you'll get your nutrition, you'll get clean water, living space, education, communications. They reckon all of this could be had by 2030 for less than $250 a month, and then half that by 2035. So this is technology reducing cost, increasing availability of all the above. It's a brave new world, Mike. Look it up. Rethink X could be a great holiday read for you. I can see it.
Tell you what, the two subjects we've covered this morning, wine and reading a book, I'll tell you which one wins right now, mate. What are the numbers?
There you go. The numbers. Yeah, loving the jobs data in the States, 25,000, and despite the fact they've got the highest number of coronavirus cases again, 25,980 on the Dow Jones, up 245, 0.95%, 0.95% up on the S&P 500 as well, 3145. Currently, the Nasdaq, 10,256, up 102, up 1%. All good, all green. FTSE 100, 6240, up 82, 1.34%. The Nikkei, 22145. Shanghai Composite, 3090, up 65, 2% gain there. The ASX 200 up 98.6032. What a wonderful week for the share markets. They're all just up, up, up. The NZX 50, 11,502, up 152 points, 1.34%. But the exporters won't be happy about this, Mike. The New Zealand dollar, 0.6511. It is up stronger, 0.9407 against the Aussie, 0.5795 euro, 0.5222 pounds, 70.02 yen, gold $1,777.27, Brent crude $42.83.
Yep, great weekend, mate. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys at JMI Wealth.